In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Walmart posted surprisingly strong quarterly sales and earnings, but it was in stark contrast to the disappointing results posted by other traditional retailers. Heard on the streets, Miriam Gottfried, David Riley, and Justin Lehart discuss whether there's any way for department store retailers to turn it around.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Miriam Gottfried here with David Riley and our colleague Justin Lehart. Hi, Justin.
Howdy.
Justin, the first quarter was terrible for traditional retailers, particularly department stores. Macy's reported its worst quarterly sales since the recession. Nordstrom and Kohl's both saw big declines. We saw a number of other retailers that also had terrible quarters. On the other hand, we saw pretty strong retail sales figures in April. Why the disconnect?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't mean that just because retailers are reporting bad numbers doesn't mean that people aren't buying things. It just means that they may not be buying things from those retailers. So, you know, I think, you know, part of what we're seeing is, you know, obviously just the continued, you know, movement towards online and, you know, towards Amazon specifically. We've seen that just the share of e-commerce sales has gone up. It's actually accelerating. So, I mean, that's a huge thing that's happening right now.
So if people aren't going to these retailers, they're not going to department stores, what is it they're spending their money on?
Well, you know, I mean, let's back up. I mean, they can be spending their money on a lot of the same things that they were buying before. They're just not, maybe not just buying it at Macy's. Now, and we should also point out that Walmart had a terrific quarter. Way better than people expected, and the stock went up 9% on Thursday on the back of its results.
Why do you think that was?
I think so. Here's one theory is, you know, one of the things that Walmart did was they spent a lot to get sales back, and they are spending more on hiring. They're spending more on labor. They're investing a lot. They're obviously investing in e-commerce too. And they're able to do that, right, because they have enough of a margin and, you know, not so much debt compared to other retailers that they, you know, they're able to accomplish that. So one of the things that may have happened, you know, along with Amazon taking everything is also Walmart taking it back.
But, I mean, let's look at who really did badly. It was apparel retailers.
Yeah.
I think there's something to be said for the fact that Amazon has really ramped up its sales of clothes. They've invested a lot in becoming an apparel retailer. And so maybe if you were Nordstrom, Amazon wasn't really a threat to you up until kind of recently.
No, I think that's absolutely true. And the other thing that's happening in apparel, remember, is apparel prices have been falling. So overall apparel prices. So, you know, even if you're just right, even if you're just treading water on the number of, you know, T-shirts you're selling, you're making less and all your costs are going up at the same time. So it's a horrible situation that they're in. Right. So, you know, and then what do? You need to sell more and you're facing Amazon and you have a lot of people who want you to cut costs, which means that you're going to, you know, cut back on spending, cut back on staffing. Right. Which makes it even less pleasurable to go into one of your stores.
So the thing that's really puzzling to me is on so many of the earnings calls, we heard the executives of these retailers say, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to throw my hands
that's
up in the air
surprising when you
and
hear that.
Say, you know, I don't know why my customer all of a sudden left the store and doesn't seem to be coming back. That's really concerning to investors. It's much better if you have at least some sort of explanation.
Oh, I think I have an even worse theory for you if you're an investor is maybe they know exactly what's going on and they just don't know. There's just nothing that they can do about it. That the only answer that they have, I think, as you've said before, is, you know, we really need a lot fewer stores.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, go to investors and say, well, you know, this company would be, you know, would really be a lot more profitable if it was way smaller. that's not very compelling.
Yeah. I mean, and part of the reason that's true is because, you know, you do have some of the sales moving away from these companies, but you also have sales moving out of the stores and on to e-commerce. E-commerce isn't just Amazon. E-commerce is also these companies. You know, Nordstrom has an enormous e-commerce business,
for example. Is it generally, Miriam, that a lot of these companies, you know, they all have e-commerce operations. So why aren't they holding their own with that?
Well, for them, sales that happen online happen at the same price as a sale that would happen in the store, but at worse margins. And that's counterintuitive because you would think, oh, e-commerce, there's no store, fewer costs. But that's not true. The way it works is if you have a store, if you have a bricks and mortar store, the more sales you can run through that location, the more profitable you can be because you can get leverage on those costs, on those fixed costs. But if you have, an e-commerce business, each sale comes with kind of variable costs that rise with the number of sales that you make. So you have shipping and handling, which is a huge expense. You have warehousing, you have logistics and, you know, and all that. And then you also have to compete on price with Amazon. So I think there's just sort of this idea out there, or there has been in the past, that e-commerce would be more profitable, and in fact it's been less profitable and has meant that stores have become a burden. Physical stores have become a burden for these retailers. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.